The Kenzie Box meeting?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah.
It was, is my impression, but it has raised awareness.
Okay.
That's what I'm told.
Well, that's a place to start, right?
Yeah.
Mary, did the applicant submit anything other than that one page that you had in the...
I think there was this one page thing here,
that was all?
I think there was a PowerPoint.
It is a PowerPoint,
oh, there's
yeah.
I didn't see that.
I mean, it's in PDF, but it has the, you know, a rendering and then some detailed specs on the side.
All right, so I'd have to go back online to get that, I'm assuming.
Well, I can share my screen.
Oh, all
so, right. Do we want to do that?
So we're only looking at a modified banner, right? Or a blade sign.
Yeah, a modified blade
sign.
But they're not here, right? So
correct.
So all that may be moot.
Right. And I don't have any emails.
Huh.
Let's see.
This is a little off topic. I'm just kind of curious, the Sweet Six signs that they have in the windows right now, were those ever brought before the commission? Because
no,
I don't know. They just seem to suddenly appear, and they're terribly, I my opinion, kind of garish.
Right. So. Well, I think they're supposed to go away. Technically, they're a violation.
Yeah.
Because probably shouldn't approve this anyway until whatever's in violation has been taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, that would be what
a condition, a proviso, for sure.
Well, they were here a month ago, right?
This applicant? 2 months ago.
Okay. And were they up then in violation?
Yeah.
They were, but they were supposed to come down.
Did it come up at the meeting? I don't remember.
We said that they had to submit an application for them, and they have not. So I'm going to just call this applicant really fast, see if I can get in touch with them.
All right. David, if you haven't found the PowerPoint yet, it's a blade sign, obviously. And they have two options. One is like 5 feet tall by 2 feet wide, and the other is 6 feet tall by 2 feet wide.
All right.
And it's going to go right on the corner of that, sort of as you look down here, on the eight.
If I pulled up Mary's email, let's see. This is the one where you can go on to find the posted agenda. I wonder if that'll show me, or if I have to go on, just click on that and see. That gives me a prompt to see.
Yeah.
That. I see it here. Let's see. Wait. That's not it. It should be on this.
There was a link in one of Mary's.
Oh,
emails.
I see it right here. It's a blue. Yeah, here it is. Okay, let me click on that then. Okay, now I got it.
Okay, she's on her way. So I'm going to share my screen. Thank you.
I just let her into the meeting, Mary, so she should be.
Okay, great.
All right, so let me know when she's here and then I'll read in the application number.
Hello, Gabrielle Verdakis here, Suite 6.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, David, you can read it in now.
Okay, all right. The first design review application here is application number 20.1053, 311 Summer Street, and the proposed work is installing a glade sign. So if you want to introduce yourself and then proceed.
Hi, I'm Gabriella Verdakis from Suite 6 Medical Aesthetics, and this is the new rendering that Frank from Fast Designs forwarded to me. It looks good. I'm just waiting for your approval. He wasn't able to join us, unfortunately, because I didn't get the email out to him on time. I think he made modifications as to the size of the sign. I think that was what the issue was the last time we spoke.
All right. Through these. Do you have a rendering that, here it is here. This is the one that says for reference only. That's the architectural rendering that shows the sign with its proper scale. Okay, mm-hmm. Here's the other one. Yeah, the exterior plate sign. And that is, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, David. There are two renderings. It looks like one.
Yeah.
Option one is the 60 inch by 24 inch, and then the second one is 72 by 24.
Oh, I see. 60.
And what size did we ask for the last time?
60 by 20.
60 by 20. It looks like are the renderings actually accurate in showing the two sizes against the wall here? I'm trying to flip through them back and forth to see if they are to scale or not. So I can kind of, oh yeah, they are. Okay, so the 60 inch one has it further down from the bottom of the lintel. And then the 72 inch one looks like it's almost level with the top of the lintel window.
Right.
The issue too in this building that I've seen, like we talked about log me in, but you're gonna have signs going, blade signs on the building that are inconsistent, and that's not gonna look too great either. I mean, that was just something my contractor pointed out when I shared with him that that the first rendering was not refused. So I don't, just a thought. And also that I wasn't able to put it on that border. The landlords didn't approve of that. I'm showing them the picture.
On the traditional sign band, they didn't, yeah. The owner didn't want that.
Yeah, it's defacing the building. They like the molding. It's and historically, they thought that would deface it, and it looks better and aesthetically without signs there, and more consistent with what's going on with the other signs and with the other businesses what they have.
Mm-hmm. All right, so basically we're just here to judge on the 72 inch, which is a 6 foot high, versus the 60 inch, which is what, 5 feet? Is that?
Or what we asked for, which is neither of those.
Well, we asked for, the closest one is the 60 by 24. We actually asked for 60 by 20, was that it? Yes, 60 by 20. So is there a reason did you look and try and see if you can get it in 20 inches?
We couldn't get everything we needed to in there. We're talking about 4 inches. Yeah. I mean
that seems negligible to me.
Yeah.
And it's very horizontal, that the text is
yeah Yeah, I mean, it is such a, I don't know that anybody would see the difference between 20 or 24. But what I want to know is, trying to read the what we approved last time in terms of its position. Mm-hmm. It's being centered, horizontally is being centered on that column line. Is that what, or that brick field?
Yeah, that's the edge of the building centered there. No, I think it's going to be right to the, I'm assuming, but what I'm seeing, yeah, that it is centered between that column. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
All right, and then height-wise, in terms of vertically,
okay.
Actually, what did we say last time? Anthony was reading this. You use the size, picture, hip balances. So we said here, adjust its positioning so it balances with the window and does not extend beyond the lintel. Okay. And to re-examine using the sign band. Okay, you're not using that. So. All right, so the 72 one looks like it's hitting the lintel. I think the shorter one is below the lintel. I think that's preferred. I'm trying to see if there's a logical placement vertically for it. Does anybody have a sense of what would be better? Would it be better to center the center line of the sign on the center of the window? Yeah, I mean.
I kind of like that.
I would go with the window, I think.
Yeah, the center of the window, the where the two upper and lower sash meet, that would be the center, and then have that go across and meet the center of the sign itself vertically on that. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that works.
All right. So it looks like that would be fine. And we got to open this up to the public. I don't know if anybody's out there, but. I will reread this portion back in here.
There's a few people here, so.
Okay, all right. So we're gonna open it up to the public and I'm gonna read this in. So in accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts Executive Order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, we are conducting a meeting online to ensure the public access to the deliberations 4-point channel. District Commission, the public may access the call through the telephone video conferencing. And so here to if you do have a question, you can press the prompt, raise your hand if you're using the Zoom platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can send your question to staff via email at fortpointldc@boston.gov or send it or by Twitter with the Twitter handle @BostonLandmarks and using the hashtag #FPCJUNE11 or 11 rather hearing. Those are the instructions. So do Joe, are you controlling that piece of it or Mary?
I don't see anyone raising their hand.
What's that?
Anyone raising their hand?
Oh, nobody is?
Let me just check the.
I don't have any emails about it. I didn't see anything on Twitter either.
Technically, we're supposed to wait 2 minutes is what I see here. So let's at least do that. So okay. 20.
Just one more minute.
Yeah. All right. 6:28 or 27 rather. And then we'll go back.
David, in the meantime, in the meantime, do we want to say anything about the existing signage that's in the windows?
That's all coming out, I'm assuming, correct?
Yeah, those are all going to be coming out. Mm-hmm.
And is there a timeline on that?
Once we open.
All right, when are you expecting that?
That needs to come down before the blade sign goes up. If it's a violation, then it needs to come down before the sign goes up.
Okay, so they're still doing construction and we're trying to coordinate a sign going up. Those are just like window wraps. And I've seen throughout Boston that We've got signs and window wraps when construction is being done. Can you explain why that would be a violation?
Mary, have you not had this conversation?
Sure. So these vinyl decals on the windows actually needs approval from the commission to even install it, even if you're just doing it for construction. So I haven't issued a violation, but technically these are in violation because the Fort Point Commission did not approve these. So, you know, if you take them down, great. But otherwise they are a violation.
Okay. And then in the future, anything that's going to be placed on the windows in the form of a decal or sign has to be approved by the commission so that you know for the future. All right, so we are, no public has come in on this. So if somebody would like to form a motion and then mention the provisos that we talked about, that would be great. Nobody?
Sure, I don't have it in front of me, but I think that's okay. So move to approve the application.
Yeah. As
submitted with the new size and centered on the column, is that what the final decision
was? Yeah, horizontally centered, yes.
Horizontally centered and vertically centered?
Vertically, yes. Vertically, yes, the sash, where the upper and lower sash meets, that will be the center of the sign in a vertical position. And we said, so the dimension of the sign is 60 by 24.
Right.
The approved size.
Right. And that the window wraps come down before the blade sign goes up.
Yeah. Okay, great. Second?
I'll second that.
All right. Commissioner Kara.
Yes.
Smilage.
Yes.
Rohde.
Yes.
Organian.
Yes.
And chair votes yes. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Good luck. All right. Looks like we did all of our other business now. So no more. If there's no updates, then we can ask for a motion to adjourn.
So move
to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All right. All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? None opposed. All right. All right. Great. That was sweet. Nice and short.
Thank you.
Bye. Yes.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Take care.
Well. Yep. Bye.